That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The show yesterday, we fell in love with a guy's voice.
Yeah, that ran in the countdown this morning.
He was
too.
Teaching us to pronounce the Paiowa.
Joao was the guy's name.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It started with a J.
Like
a
Joao.
Brazilian accent. Whatever, I guess a Brazilian accent.
I think he's French, at least according to this
clip. No, the French was the second guy.
I'm about to play you here.
Maybe he might have been French. I don't know.
Yeah, oui, oui. I think he's French, and he's a linguist of some sort. And he tells
same dude here. Yeah, he's all hot he bothered early again this morning. What?
Yep. Want to bring me up?
Oh yeah.
Here, he's going to tell you how to pronounce his name.
Bonjour. This is Julien, the Frenchman who makes pronunciation videos here on YouTube, and we are looking at how to pronounce my name. Many of you have asked how it is to be said, actually. I often say in English that my first name is Julien, which it is, but it is the French version of Julien, which is spelled with an E. How do you say it? Well, in French it is said as Julien.
Julien.
So a J sound and then a U sound, which is very French for the letter U. Julien. Julien. And then Michel. So this is Miguel, but with a G. So the sounds of Q and U make the sound of a K, essentially. So Miquel, this is a Catalan name, meaning Michael or Miguel, indeed, but in Catalan. So overall, Julien Miquel. Julien Miquel is my name. And now you know some interesting and fun videos for you if you want to learn more about me.
I do. I want to know everything.
Thanks for the support.
What do you look like?
What are you wearing?
That's like a lock up your daughters, panty dropping voice.
He's a ladies' man, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, do you have pictures of the guy, Todd?
But you do, Puss. I know that.
Well, no, it's always one of those situations where you get that voice and then he's a 450-pound dude.
No, he doesn't look like a 450-pound dude, but he looks like a pretty average guy. It's his YouTube page, Julien Miguel.
Julien.
Okay, ask him how to pronounce this. I don't know if you saw this story a couple of days back. It was Robert Griffin III found this white football player. Who's going to sign? He's a quarterback, really good athlete, double two sport athlete. He's going to sign with West Virginia, maybe. He's a white dude. His name is Noah Kniggga.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. Robert Griffin Jr. Tweeted out. He goes, "Good luck, announcers, next year." And so he did he got a hold of the kid and the kid's family, and Robert Griffin Jr. had the kid. How do you get that name? And how do you pronounce it? Well, they pronounce it Kniggga.
You pronounce the K. The K is not silent.
You very
well,
much
he pronounces
pronounce
it that way, but yeah, who knows? But it's not spelled that way, you know. Because in this situation, you know, unless you go to Nick's high school, you'd assume that the K was silent.
Yeah. What is the origin of that name?
I don't know. I didn't listen to the video, but the tweet went viral when Robert Griffin did that, made the kid kind of famous. But he is good. He's a D1 athlete. He's looking at West Virginia, they said. And but he's a white dude too, and his name's Noah Kniggga.
That kid needs a nickname ASAP.
Yeah. By the way, you know damn well his African-American buddies on whatever college team he gets on are going to call him.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to call
him. They're not going to call him Kanega. They're not going to call him that, you know. That's cool for that
dude.
Yeah,
the meaning of that surname is not listed here.
No?
It's tough to figure this one out.
K-N-I-G-G-A, man.
Is he a white dude?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a white dude.
That's
why I went viral. He's a white. Now, it would have been viral if he was a black dude, too, because I like to say his name.
I mean, I'm looking at a picture of him. He's got light skin, but I didn't know if he was just a light-skinned black man. Or
that's my Kanega.
Straight-ahead
white
guy.
That's how you say that, yeah.
But if he's a white dude. Tired, too.
Total white dude.
Noah is actually, I mean, if the K was silent, that would be kind of fun.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying it all. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So we're going to have commercial moon flights, and when are they going to start?
And soon.
Does that mean just go up and look at the moon?
It sounds like they might be landing
on it, right?
It said a lunar lander on a quest to become the first commercial mission to successfully touch down on the moon.
So you get to get out and look
around?
Scheduled
to launch into space yesterday. You'd think this would be bigger news.
Yeah,
Yeah, and then you could also do space burials. I don't know if they launch ashes into space or just full bodies.
I read a little controversy about that, but
they're
I don't
not going to send
what the controversy
up
was
there. You know, a bunch of coffins floating around space,
burying bodies on the moon.
Right?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, I thought they. I just figured they would launch them into space, and then you're just floating in space.
Yeah. There was ashes they shot up.
Yeah.
For a while. There. Yeah.
Like Gene Roddenberry's.
Didn't they send up Scotty?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think James Doohan.
James Doohan, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Minus
they
one
just
finger.
Jettison him out into space, though, right?
Yeah, they just.
No, it was his ashes, right?
Yeah, it wasn't full bodies.
Right.
Oh, that's kind of disappointing. I was just picturing, like, somebody waving. Is there like bodies just floating
just
away?
Your dead body is floating in this. Yeah, yeah.
Would it disintegrate?
Yeah, does anybody here look like a rocket scientist?
Well, you look like them. Yeah.
We're not going to be able to figure that out for you.
Yeah, right. See, we were talking about, funerals and cremation and stuff there last
week.
Right,
right, right.
And somehow my Facebook Reels brought up a video about liquid cremation. Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah, I saw a story on that the day we were talking about. We didn't bring it up, though. What does that entail?
The video I saw, they basically put the body in a big steel tube that's got like a submarine door on the front of it.
Yeah.
And they pipe in like 350-degree steam.
And it just melt?
And basically everything but the bones melt away. And then they gather up the bones, put them in this big, they called it a bone dryer, and then...
Bone dryer.
That's like, oh, she's a bone dryer, man. You'll be around her, man.
Yeah.
You dating that girl? I heard she's a bone dryer. Yeah.
Yeah, when I die, I want you to chop me up and put me in the smoker.
Body is sealed in a long stainless steel chamber while a heated solution of 95% water, 5% sodium hydroxide passes over and around it.
Slice me up and smoke me.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
Go what do they do with the liquid then,
Is that a Merle Haggard song?
Process is performed at atmospheric pressure. Body's reduced over the course of 14 to 16 hours. There's a higher temperature version. This is the one I saw where the mixture tops 300 degrees. creates pressure. Body is reduced in 4 to 6 hours.
So your meat just falls off the bone.
Pretty much. Yeah. Well, and just
as
completely.
As opposed to being just you're flaming up in there. That's even.
Yeah.
Why do we need innovations in burning people?
It's probably cleaner.
Yeah, it's cleaner. But the byproducts of the burning. But
now, what do you do with the liquid? You keep it in a pitcher in the fridge? That's dad.
It goes back into a system and is filtered, and I guess there's nothing. All they do is
you're just disintegrated, basically.
Yeah, you're basically just disintegrated.
There's no keepsakes or anything.
Well, they take the bones.
This is if nobody wants you. You were right.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people like that. You know,
they take the bones and grind them up into a fine powder.
Okay.
And that's returned to the family.
Oh God!
The rest is just
whatever. You're dead anyway. You're
liquid.
The rest is just gone.
Oh, the controversy about burying people on the moon.
Yeah, what was it?
It angered the Navajo Nation because the moon is sacred to Navajo Nation, and then the argument was, well, no, nobody owns the moon.
Nobody owns the moon. You know, I'm definitely with the American Indians when it comes to a lot of subjects, of course, but in that situation, nobody owns the moon.
Yeah, the moon is not your property.
Would it be hard to dig a hole on the moon? It's like anything you dug up, would it float away if there's no gravity?
Good question.
But I own Uranus, Todd. Remember that.
Yes, you do.
All right.
It's your property.
Chemistry. The day we met.
That's what the Todd's tattoo says.
Despite what we discussed.
In fact, I want to be buried there. Yeah.
Bone is dry.
The bone is dry, right.
So, to answer your question, Walsh, flame cremations in America release an estimated annual 360,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, as well as toxic chemicals like mercury. So this way, you don't get that.
I got it.
We got hot dog factories, burn people.
Yeah.
just normal. 'Tis the season.
Yeah.
And then they also break down.
January's the season? Okay, got it. All right.
Conventional burials include 30 million board feet of hardwoods, 2,700 tons of copper and bronze, over 100,000 tons of steel, and 1.6 million tons of reinforced concrete every year, just in this country. So
Nick's dad's been to a few flame burials, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And seen a few feet of hardwoods.
Yeah.
Also, like on old cemeteries, stuff like that, I don't think anybody is where they were 50 years ago.
You think everything
all that stuff shifts?
Or just it disintegrates, man.
Yeah. And yeah.
Well, I want to know because I told a story that I went and saw my great 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 grandfather's grave. He was in the
Grandpa
Civil
Pancake?
War. Yeah. No, not him. That's a different one.
This is Grandpa Pancake's dad?
This was Augustus, who was a drummer boy in the Civil War. I'd like to know what's under. You're right. What if somebody dug that up? What would be there at this point? He's been dead for probably 100 years.
Probably bones.
Yeah.
Well, there's
bones. No, do you think the casket's even there, though?
Maybe.
Oh, the casket's probably there.
I won't mention town or person because I do believe this to a point.
Did you a grave digger once?
No, I had an old county worker that I used to work for, a farmer, tell me that they were redoing a road in a town, around a cemetery, but it was clear away from where, but they plowed this road through and just had remains everywhere.
Oh. Really?
And they just did an emergency. They worked all through the night, didn't tell anybody.
Was it a shift in the ground?
Shift.
Yeah. But the road was going to be where they didn't think anything was, and it was
all there. Whoa.
And they went over a bunch of old graves, and then they just, through the night, buried it and never said a word.
Yeah.
And but destroyed a whole bunch of stuff where they didn't even know it was going to be.
There's plowing through caskets?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Damn.
Well, I know that I forget what town it's near, but you see it. If you drive from Omaha to Kansas City on the interstate, there's a cemetery that's near the interstate, on the side of a hill.
I know what you're talking about. Yep, yep.
None of those bodies. You know that all those bodies are now underneath the interstate. They've all slid downhill at some point. Because it's a pretty steep hill.
Well, but wouldn't the topsoil slide too along with the ground underneath
it?
Yeah, I know what you're
I'm not speaking from any expertise.
No, apparently these caskets have claws and they're tunneling their way downhill like a mole.
I would think
if the bodies are floating underneath the ground, I would think the headstones would go down with it.
I don't know.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the headstones would be the first thing to slide because they're on the topsoil.
Right.
I'm just picturing you at your grandfather's. Did you take a drum there? Just a salute?
No, that would have been cool, man. That would have been cool, but no, I didn't bring a drum with me.
One solo snare drum?
That'd be kind of cool, though. I might try that. I might do that now.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade, or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.